magbuhat ng dalahin ni dating punong ministro John Howard ang issue ng carbon trading sa halalan ng 2007, nagkahiwalay na ang dalawang malalaking partido tungkol sa kung paano lagyan ng presyo ang karbon upang mabawasan ang emisyon nito. Sa mga taong nagdaan, nagpatupad ang Australia at pagkatapos ay inalis ang buwis sa karbon na kung saan ay naglagay ang koalisyon ng kanilang sariling polisa. Ayon sa plano, magbabayad ang mga nagdudumi sa kapaligiran upang hindi ito dumihan ng iba gamit ang pera mula sa 2.55 bilyong dolyar na pondo na kilala bilang Emissions Reduction Fund. Sinabi ni Ministro Greg Hunt ng Kapaligiran sa National Press Club na ito ay naging matagumpay sa pagsasabing ito ang pinakamagandang mekanismo sa buong mundo. Pagkatapos ng tatlong subasta, sinabi ni Ginoong Hunt na nakakita ang Australia ng 143 milyong tonelada ng bawas sa emisyon. Idiniin niya na ang Australia ay makakarating at tatalunin ang target sa 2020 at nakapangakong ipagtanggol ang kapaligiran kasama ang Great Barrier Reef.
When the other side was in government with the Greens, the World Heritage Committee put the reef on the watch list and on a path to being declared in danger. We ban forever dredge disposal in the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. We put in place a plan to 2050. We put in place a funding plan of $2 billion over 10 years. And the World Heritage Committee reversed that position and declared Australia to be the world's premier manager of natural properties under the World Heritage Convention. There couldn't be a higher testament.
Sinabi naman ang tagapagsalita ng Labor, Mark Butler, na ipinakita ng sariling datos ng pamahalaang federal ang emisyon bawat taon ay tumaas sa ilalim ng kanilang direct action policy. Idinagdag ni Ginoong Butler na sina Ginoong Hunt at Tony Abbott ay gumawa ng maliwanag na pangakong bawasan ang emisyon ng 5% pagsapit ng taong 2020 base sa level ng taong 2000.
His own data that he kept behind, that he didn't release before the Paris conference and then snuck out the week of Christmas Eve, shows that emissions in the year 2020 will be 6% above 2000 levels, not 5% below, and that year on year they will continue to climb from now on under direct action and the renewable energy target.
One last point from the Minister.
So, Labor said that our emissions would be 693 million tonnes in 2020 in Australia. It's now plummeted by 116. They would have actually closed this gap by purchasing overseas. That's the dirty secret at the heart of their policy. They're not actually reducing emissions in Australia. They're purchasing overseas.
And you're ruling that out?
No, our policy is this. We're going to do the bulk of the lifting in Australia.
But you're going to have some overseas.
So we are doing the bulk of the lifting in Australia.
Ang pamahalaang federal ay nakatalaga pa din sa kanilang 26 hanggang 28 target pagsapit ng taong 2030, samantalang ginamit naman ng Labor ang rekomendasyon mula sa Climate Change Authority na 45% bawas sa loob ng parehong panahon. Kung paanong popundohan ng parehong partido ang kanilang plano ay sasailalim sa maraming tanong. Isang tantya ang nagsasabing ang target na 45% ng Labor ay magkakahalaga ng 200 bilyong dolyar sa loob ng 10 taon, kaya hiniling na magpaliwanag si Ginoong Greg Hunt kung gaano ang idadagdag na pera sa kanyang plano. Hindi nagbigay ng eksaktong halaga si Ginoong Hunt sa pagsasabing ang tantya ay gagawin sa panahong kailangan ito. Idinagdag niya sa club na walang isang demokrasya sa mundo ang may seryosong polisa sa pagbabago ng klima nang walang magkasamang pagsang-ayon sa pagitan ng malalaking partido.
The most consistent message that I received in my consultations, particularly over summer, across the board, is that the next parliament simply must do better than the past three have on this question. While no one, I'm sure, expects it to happen in the next hour or even the next 6.5 weeks, people do want the next parliament to work much harder at bridging our differences and establishing a level of consensus that gives business and the community the confidence to move forward on this question.
Naniniwala si Ginoong Greg Hunt na makakahanap ang dalawang partido ng mekanismo upang protektahan ang hangganan ng emisyon na ipapatupad. Sa kabila nito, sinabi ng mga kritiko ng polisa ng gobyerno na ang mekanismo ay kulang sa paghihigpit upang maiwasan ang pagtaas ng emisyon.
The idea that without a safeguards mechanism that actually puts a control on pollution limit levels across the economy, that you can spend your way to the sort of abatement that either Greg or I'm talking about, 26 or 45% reductions, just beggars belief in terms of serious budget management.
Well, we actually do have a safeguards mechanism. It's called a safeguards mechanism, and it went through the Senate in the last week of the Senate last year with tripartisan support, and it covers and caps 50% of emissions in Australia.
It doesn't. Independent analysis shows that it will not cap, let alone reduce, emissions from the 20 largest polluters. And 80% of the liable entities will not be impacted at all by this safeguards mechanism.
So we have a safeguards mechanism which not only went through the Senate, but which we all know will do the job along with the Emissions Reduction Fund. And you compare that with $5.5 billion to brown coal generators, not to close down, not to reduce emissions by 1 gram, all that was required was a bank account.